Gone is the thick oil that covered the streets here by the water in Lindenhurst, Long Island, and the silence from the residents in shock. Instead, as I walked down the streets, I heard the sounds of hammers and power saws. Mark Johansson still has no heat or hot water. His house is unlivable. He said he wants to rebuild.
We've seen a lot of people from FEMA, just got conflicting reports. Haven't met anybody that's got any money to help rebuild.
But a block away, it's a much more positive story. Joseph O'Brien. I met him when he was on day 13 without power. And his son has cerebral palsy. His son's wheelchair was destroyed from the storm.
A lot of wonderful people came forward, and actually we got about 4 wheelchairs out of this. 2 I donated back. 2 we were able to put together and make 1 decent chair for him.
Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.